The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with MasterCard.
You're still the best person I ever knew. There were a thousand little things that I was always just about to say to you. But now that time, it grows shorter for the speeches. Just let me leave you with a line. It might help you pass the time sometimes. You might as well smile. Ain't no tears gonna drown the rain. Keeps on falling. You might as well smile. Ain't no pain gonna change what still remains. You might as well regain, babe.
And that's just a little snip of one of my favorite Glen Campbell songs, written by Jimmy Webb, You Might As Well Smile. You'll find that on an album called Reunion, which features the great talents of both men. But of course, this week, Stuart, we lost Glen Campbell.
Oh, on Tuesday night, I was weeping, I have to say. Massive fan. But I've not heard that track. Thank you, Pat. I shall go and check it out.
Great album, Reunion.
But Jimmy Webb, who also penned Galveston, Wichita Lineman, and By the Time I Got to Phoenix, he wrote a beautiful Facebook tribute, which had me in floods again. He said, he was my big brother, my protector, my John crying in the wilderness. And he goes on to talk about Glenn, the man, the musician. I mean, one of the greatest interpreters of songs ever, up there with Elvis, to be honest. And let's not forget a wonderful guitarist. The tributes elsewhere came from everyone from Dolly Parton and Brian Wilson. Glenn played on Pet Sounds and toured with the Beach Boys, to Lenny Kravitz, Ringo Starr and Miley Cyrus. I think he transcended the generations.
I watched the Sky Arts documentary again this week. I'd seen it before and I suggested to our listeners that it might be rerun again. And sure enough, that very night it was rerun. And it was his final tour when he'd already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and very brave, very courageous.
I'll Be Me, it's also on Netflix. His daughter Ashley is a fine musician and toured with him. And every morning she'd come down and be, hello, daddy, hello, daughter. And one morning she came down and he said, who are you? The look on her face, I was like, I'm your daughter. I'm Ashley, daddy. I've never seen you before. The worst thing that ever happened to my family was my auntie getting Alzheimer's. It was horrendous. Glenn has had the condition for 6 years. I think it was a merciful release. His quality of life had gone. The family couldn't bear to see him suffering. So we've got so many great memories. And they're not just from 20, 30, 40 years ago. Recently, he came back and did that brilliant album with the Foo Fighters, Travis and Green Day supplying songs. And he just breathed new life into them and found aspects of the songs the writers hadn't realised themselves.
The extraordinary thing was they filmed the entire tour and they reached the end point, which is, I think, at Napa in California, and or was it in New York? Anyway, they reached the end point and he was wandering all over the place verbally. Sometimes he missed the words of songs. And then he went into these monumental guitar solos, which were incredible.
Some days he couldn't talk, but he could play these riffs. Classical Gas was a party piece of his, and it was just mesmerizing. Also, we celebrated Glenn a few months ago when he released Adios, his final album. That comes packaged with the greatest hits. Now, Adios is wonderful. Like Johnny Cash, there is a death rattle to the voice, but it makes it all the more vulnerable and very, very moving. But the greatest hits has all the tunes you know and love, so a great double package to get. And let's toast Glenn tonight with a glass of vino.
Moving on, I trailered the notion that there was some connection between Motorhead and Bowie. Explain.
Well, the last thing that Lemmy ever recorded, and he didn't know he was going to die, was a version of Heroes. And you expect it to be all bombast, but it's really very sweet and very tender.
We'll be right back.
it loses a bit of the subtlety of the original.
Actually, listeners, mission accomplished. I have got Pat Kenny to play Motorhead on prime time. After this, anything is possible. Yeah, I suppose Sweet and Tender, it's relative. I met him a couple of times, and my God, he's everything you wanted Lemmy to be. Very gruff, but also gorgeous and sweet. Told some great stories, trying to get Sid Vicious to learn the rudiments of guitar. Didn't work out. Driving Jimi Hendrix, he was his driver in the 60s whilst off his face on LSD. And that's just like the very sort of top of the iceberg.
Finally today, we have to talk about Bruce. Now, you've given me a clip, which I'm going to play a little of. Okay, why is that special?
Well, he has a section of his Springsteen.net website where he re-releases classic performances, much bootlegged. That is Action on the Streets, a 1977 live show recorded by his engineer on cassette. And they aren't just downloads with sort of like a couple of liner notes. They're full-fledged releases, beautiful artwork and everything. And you can order both archive stuff and the show he played yesterday and get it within sort of 24 hours or instantly if you download it.
And he's going to go intimate on us.
Yes, Springsteen on Broadway. He is playing from October the 12th to November the 26th in the tiny, by his standards, Walter Kerr Theatre on West 48th Street. 960 lucky punters every night, paying between $75 and $850. Now, he's using the Ticketmaster verified fan system to weed out bots and touts. You have to register up until August the 27th, and you have to go through the hoops. Interesting, by the way, the GAA are cancelling Dublin Tyrone semi-final tickets they're finding on secondary sites. Wouldn't it be nice if bands did the same? Now, this is pure conjecture, but Bruce, who definitely has a solo album on the way, has said he'd like to repeat the trick in other major cities. His Irish promoters, Aitken, own Vicar Street. He loves O'Donoghue's. He loves the Long Haul. He stays in the Merion, adores it there, swims every day. What about 5 or 6 weeks of shows in Dublin? It could happen.
I'd love it to happen, wouldn't you?
I'd be here every night, season tickets.